Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
On that note, I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and we have Ron and Connie D'Amico. And Connie, did I pronounce that correctly?
You certainly did.
Oh, I was working on it all this week. I thought, I gotta get this last name pronounced down, because I don't like butchering things like that. And we're going to get started in a few minutes, so those of you who are either joining the line right now or that you've been patiently waiting for the last 5 or 7 minutes, give us a few seconds for Ron to get up into the room where Connie's at so she doesn't panic, because she does not want to do this solo, right? Connie, where'd you go?
Well, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I think he's listening in on the kitchen this time.
He's multitasking. We couldn't hog time for half an hour just to be focused and share with us these business tips. Before we get started today, I'm going to do something that's a little non-conventional. And those of you who are driving and listening, those of you who are sitting and listening, I'm going to ask you to join me in just a few moments of prayer. And the reason why I'm going to do this is because our nation, the citizens of this nation, as Stacy and I were discussing this last night, she said, I'm just getting angry. And every single time innocent lives are lost due to somebody that wants to invoke terror because their mind is not in a position of being healthy, like we strive to be as Beacon Wellness Consultants, to strive to live the five pillars of health, a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society, and in that order. When we strive to live that, healthy mind being second, we should not tolerate the scenarios and the situations that have taken place, especially if you just look in the last 6 months. And when yesterday, when I found out that an area of the country where we have several wellness consultants, Bridgeport, Danbury, Newtown, Connecticut, was the location of the latest victimization, if I can call that, something inside of me just breaks. And so, on that note, if you're not a person of faith and you don't believe in the power of prayer, well, just put your phone down for a few minutes, because this is a time where we can come together, even on something like a conference call, and say, we're tired of this. And Father, we thank you that in the midst of loss and in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of pain, that you, as the creator of life, can create a new sense of wholeness. And we ask humbly that you would be with the citizens, that entire state of Connecticut and that area. We saw how our president was brought to tears yesterday. And there are 20-some families and other families, hundreds and thousands of families that are directly connected with this tragedy. And we ask in your almighty power that you would bring comfort and you would bring peace, and that you would cause us as wellness consultants to fully understand the responsibility that we have to rise up and to perpetuate the core values that we live by of the five pillars of health. And we ask you that you give us a new sense of passion as we finish out this year and go into a new year to really, really strive to live those five pillars and then to share them with other people so that we can bring an end to this just senseless violence that seems to completely, completely destroy what we know, what's wholesome and what should be good, and especially this time of year. Thank you for that, and I thank you for using the wellness consultants that are in Danbury. I think of Marianne Phillips and Kelly Delaney and Valerie Aloisio and Hillary Heyman and Julie Clark and so many others that are in that area that are part of our group that can be used in a mighty way to bring wellness and bring comfort to these people who are hurting. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, do we have Ron with us yet, Connie?
I'm here.
All righty. So thank you guys for allowing me to do that and to start that way. Again, that's not the conventional way that we start Saturday AM Live, but I think it's necessary from time to time. And those of you who are in Connecticut and in those surrounding states of New England, our hearts and our prayers do go out to you. And we, as the Wellness Consultant family, as the Nikin family, we know that it's never easy. And again, I'm speaking from personal experience of living in a town where I thought I could get through this, but my wife literally was leaving the area where the shooting in Portland happened this week. And she called me and said, "Vance, I don't know what's going on." And she said, "I just flipped on the radio, but oh, this is not good." And so it hits home because we know people who were there. And when you're connected with things like that, it's just so irritating and frustrating and angry. So anyways, Ron and Connie D'Amico, you guys shared your wonderful, wonderful story with us last Saturday morning. And if you were not on the line, I encourage you to go back and listen to the recording. It is up and it is posted. And those of you who were so patient while Steve Crowfoot was enjoying his first ever cruise, was in his absence. There was a delay in getting the recordings up, so thank you for being patient. But Ron and Connie, you guys shared last week your miraculous from 1 foot in the grave, literally. Ron is one who was 67. I'm looking over my notes here. 67 years young, and you were dying, literally, from a multiple different symptoms and causes to today being 73 and no medications whatsoever. And for fun, you, what was it called, that the thing you guys participate in every year, the Wharf to Wharf or Run to the Wharf?
The Wharf to Wharf race. It starts in Santa Cruz and ends in Capitola, and it's about a 6.5-mile race.
And you guys walk this or you run it?
We do both. We walk and run, walk and run.
Okay. And that's, again, that's not something that, Ron, let me ask you this question, and I want to just jump right into the purpose of today's call, which is you guys have graciously agreed to share some of your business tips. Ron, could you have seen yourself doing that Wharf to Wharf run / walk 6 years ago?
No, it would have never happened. Even at 60, I could hardly go up and down staircases. So for me, that was something that didn't exist in my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, and, you know, that being said, how do you, and this is going to go into today's discussion and to the topic of today's call, is how do you take your passion for what Nikin did for you and spin that rather than in the mode of sharing Nikin for the purpose of selling product, okay? Because a lot of people, their biggest apprehension to doing what we do is, and I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday afternoon, he said, "Yeah, well, Vance, the whole thing of those multi-levels and selling, that's not for everybody." And I wanted to say, yeah, but you're right. I wanted to look at him and say, "You're selling me on why it's not for everybody." So I know it's for everybody, because everybody, if they have breath in their lungs, they can introduce people and they can share ideas and concepts and they can sell. How do you convert that, your experience, I mean, your life-transforming experience, into building a Nikin business so that it's not just you selling retail to generate personal income, but you can truly generate reproductive residual income in and from your people? So is that a good way to segue into?
Well, it didn't start out as Nikin and a business. It started out with Ron trying to stay alive and have a day where I had no pain. You know, that just didn't exist. And when we started doing this, it was all by accident. It just, you know, as they say, it was God's plan for me, because it just, that's all I can say. There's no way of knowing how else to say it to you is suddenly my wife's doing something that brings me in front of Nikan, and Nikan happens. But it didn't start as a business in my mind. It started as a survival. And I didn't even think about the sicknesses I had. I only thought about the Bell's palsy I had, because the doctor said that that might help me, and I felt horrible. I was not only very ill, but now I have this distorted face, and I can't even go in public, you know. And when he told me there was a possibility that that could go away, that's what I looked at. The rest I didn't even comprehend. That means it couldn't be possible, the other part, only this issue that I had at the moment. And when that went away in just a few days, I just couldn't imagine this happening, because my doctor had told me that, you know, the likelihood I was going to have it the rest of my life.
And which side of your face, Ron, was, and it doesn't matter which side it is.
Side. And in fact, a lot of people that get Bell's palsy, it happens on the right side, because I get a lot of calls on people asking me what they can do. But when the Bell's palsy went away, and then I started, you know, the rest started going away, it just didn't seem possible it could be happening. And I turned to my wife. This was in February. So we started in August 4th, and in February, I said to my wife, you know, I know your dream is to travel, and I know, you know, we were financially comfortable, and we live in a beautiful area. And I said to her, I've just got to go and tell other people. I just have to. I just cannot have something like this in my heart and not be able to say to someone else, I can guide you to a different direction. At least try. And she said, okay, we'll do it for 5 years. And I said, okay. And we went sober that month. It was a 28-day month. So, and that's what started it. And it didn't start because I was looking for a new business. It just started because I was looking to bring this to other people.
Well, and Ron, Connie, do you have something you wanted to add to that comment?
Well, he was simply wanting to pay back for all the gain that he received.
Okay. And you know, something that's in our culture today that your generation, as Tom Brokaw has illuminated and educated the masses on, the greatest generation, and you guys are part of that. You're ahead of the baby boomers, and I think it's fascinating that, what is it, it's 10,000 people a day, every single day in the U.S., 10,000 hit the age of 66. That's where we are right now. And that's not that 66 is a magic number, but you guys are part of that greatest generation that realizes that, hey, if we've had some profound experience with anything, we have a moral obligation to share it with other people, to pay it back, to pay it forward, to give back to society. And we can only do that so much by introducing somebody to a MagFlex and say, hey, you know, for $100, this could change the way your body works and functions. And it's just not on your back, but in so many other areas. As Jerry Adams shared a couple weeks ago on the product technology call with Dave Balzer, a 94-year young gentleman used the MagFlex on the swelling of an arm, and it completely transformed him so that he was not having to use morphine anymore. And this is just in the last couple weeks, to get sleep at night because the swelling and the pain in his arm was so great. And I'll just use the word pain because it's a medical term and it is what it is. And if the pain goes away, well, we just can't apologize for that. It's just the body working the way it should be working. So what was the transition for you then, for both of you? So that was your passion to do it. And I know that 6 years ago, or maybe it is, but 6 years ago, what you're doing today is probably similar, maybe completely different. Or give us some of the things that you used to launch, you know, 6 years ago when you got started, and some of the things that you're using to launch right now, whether it's a new person or kind of relaunch yourself.
Well, we have a lot of information this morning, so I want to get started on this. We started Nikan 6 years ago, and Nikan 6 years ago to Nikan today is different a lot. today we have far more information, and we have computers that are delivering websites and information of that nature, which is a lot of work, and you have to be a good study. But the information that we have today that we're bringing you is what we have used in the last 6 years and accelerated it in the last 2 years a lot. We've really gone out there and did the best science we could do with what information we had. And what we're doing today is we're going to bring to you our opinion. Now, this doesn't mean it's Neekin's or the thing in cement, but our opinion of what can help you be successful. And what little information we give you today, we hope it'll be instrumental in helping you advance in Neekin and help other people. So I'm going to let Connie get started, and if you have a pencil, get it out, because we have a lot of good information. We'll also make our phone number available to anyone so that if you have any questions or need any help, we'll be available anytime. I'm always available anyway, and that's every day, 7 days a week, and I don't care what time it is.
Ron, and I want to say thank you in advance for doing that, because we will give out your number at the end, but I want, first and foremost, I want the information to be disseminated as fast as we possibly can.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Connie get
Connie.
On it, and she's going to get started.
I think initially what we did when we were brand new was show up. I mean, we went to everything, and Ron's a quick study. He asks a lot of questions, and he calls people, and he's so knowledgeable on the products. I mean, I'm knowledgeable too, but not as much. I mean, he just remembers things. And so showing up and going to events, going to the shows, just very, very important.
So you're not talking just Neekin events. You're talking about...
No, I meant Neekin events.
Okay, but you're specifically then saying if they're in your area and you're in driving distance, you got to make the commitment to show up.
Absolutely. To the big shows, the little shows, just all the shows, everything.
Okay.
And so then, when we felt very comfortable, what we got involved in were the local fairs, not so local, I mean within the 50, 60 mile radius. And we're still doing that today. We have tables at health fairs, holistic fairs, vendor fairs, and we go to large gyms where we set up a table, and that has turned out to be pretty good for us.
Okay. And do you stand, what's your standard? Because there's a lot of people that, I know Karen Trubenbach up in the Seattle area,
right,
is a big proponent of fairs and events and of what that. Do you have a minimal display, or do you take the whole entire catalog of Neekin out there with you, everything that we have, or do you tailor them to the event? Or what's your primary focus at the event? If I were walking by and I was just cruising down that aisleway, or that, not hallway, but, and I saw you guys and I had 30 seconds, what would you share with me about Neekin in 30 seconds?
Well, the first thing we share is the water. We ask them if they would like to take a taste or a sample of our delicious alkaline water. And Ron has a sense of humor. Sometimes he'll look at them and he says, oh, but you have to be 21 because there's vodka in it. And he gets them off so that they're not, you know, saying, oh, my God, they're trying to sell me something. And he creates conversations, and they're fun. They are so much fun, and we meet so many neat people. We do not stand behind the table. We're out in the front. And another thing is you don't sit back there and eat. I mean, we make it very professional. Initially, we had a couple of tables, and we brought everything. We're trying so hard to scale it down now, and it's tempting not to bring everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically part of that showing up is, as I put in my email, and I did not know this was part of your number one core values, is we really have to push the fun envelope in this, don't we?
You bet we do.
Okay. All right. So that's point number one of showing up. And I don't know if you have this in one, two, three, or is it?
Yes, not necessarily
okay.
In chronological order, but maybe it sort of is.
Okay.
Here, right.
All right. What we found out is too much on the table hurts.
Okay.
So we found there are three things that were really essential. One, the lights. We put the lights on the table. It changes the whole glow of the room. So when people walk up, they see these lights on. We have four of them on our table. And it makes it sort of like going to heaven. You know what I mean? And they come by, and their light catches them right away. And then, of course, the next thing is I'm giving them whatever I can, you know. But the other thing is we have a giveaway. Were you going to talk on that at all?
No, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we have a big fishbowl, and we usually have a basket. And in the basket, we have a Nikon water bottle because our feeling is we'll give this as a gift. And then down the road, they've got to buy filters for it. So we end up benefiting, and in some cases, we get to see them in their homes and upgrade them from there. So we give a water bottle, and we might have some other little things in the basket, and she puts a little plastic and a bow on it. It just looks, you know. And then we say, would you please fill out this form to win the basket? And by the way, there are some questions on there. Would you fill them out? And this form's got everything on it, bad back, bad neck, you know, whatever it is. And they check off the little boxes, and they give us their email and their cell phones, and that's how we do it. Now my wife's going to go from there.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
The other thing is that if we normally have our dollar line with us, and there's different ways we do it, but especially with a new dollar line or I don't know, any diamond, any leads that come in that day, that's theirs.
Okay.
We're there to help support them and help them grow their business. Sometimes if it's a huge show, we'll do it by area. We'll have maybe two other downline in, you know, six people there. And so it depends. If you're on that side of the hill, these are yours. If you're south of this, they're yours. Or if it's in this surrounding area, it's ours. So
okay, let me ask you this question, because follow-up in the arena of network marketing, such a crucial thing that even the seasoned people will say, you know, I'm not as good as I need to be, but I'm getting better. A smart person will never, you know, have that mindset of, oh, I'm terrible at this, because that's a thing of the past and that's negative self-talk. When you do the follow-up to the people that, because I know you're not going to give away a bottle to every single person that filled out the thing. I mean, it'd be great if we could. We can give a rollout. We can give that kind of demonstration if that's one of the things. And you could say the second place winners or however. But when you call these people or the people you're working the booth with, what is it that you say to them when you're looking at their contact information?
All right. Now, that's a good question, because we only give one water bottle as a prize. We don't do rollouts. We're not, Connie and I don't do rollouts very much. It's not our forte.
Okay.
I know a lot of people do. But here's, everybody make a note on this. There is a CD that came out years ago by M.J. Darkin. And I called Focus on Growth to make sure they still had it, and he had it in his archives. If you guys have got a pencil, call him. It's M.J. Darkin. It will tell you exactly that what you just asked me. He nails how to call and what to do, and if you follow that, you will be successful on the phone. It is so simple and so down-to-earth. M.J. Darkin, and what was the title of it, honey?
Phone prospecting and follow-up techniques.
Okay, so simple phone prospecting and follow-up techniques by M.J. Durkin, and I think it's D-U-R-K-I-N.
That's correct.
Focus on Growth, and if you don't have that phone number handy, here's the commercial in the middle of the broadcast. It's 1-800-496-8508. That's 1-800-496-8508. Did I sound like a tele... You know, what do they call it? Infomercial? Did I? Okay. Yeah, and unfortunately, that number is embedded in my brain because I call it on a regular basis. Anyways, get the CD, and then that'll answer those questions, and then you don't have to bug Ron and Connie. Okay, so point number one, and I want to get to two and three and four, if there are two and three or four, and again, Connie, you said they're not in any specific order, is showing up. So what would be the next critical thing in doing this? Is it building Nikon as a business that you would say is absolutely foundational?
Calendar consistency.
Okay, I like that.
Vital wellness previews. First Saturday of each month, we have an in-home vital wellness preview. Previously, we had it at a local restaurant.
at lunchtime. It was extremely successful. And we were charging $20, which would cover a, excuse me, $18 lunch, plus the couple of dollars towards the room fee. They raised their prices, and so we thought, well, we'll go back to the home. And that's so far, we just started our home this year, maybe. And so it's been pretty successful and growing.
And you do it at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. in a home. What's your time? What do you, I mean?
Check in at 10:30. We start promptly at 11 and end around 12:30. And then we have a little bit of wine, a little bit of a light lunch, finger foods, that kind of thing. And it becomes very social and fun.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And you do that every single Saturday?
Every one Saturday a month.
Okay.
Every Tuesday at our home in the evenings. Now, a couple of things I want to bring to everybody in the group. Don't worry about how many people come. It's not about that. What it is about being able to give personal care to people. Because we've had 30 people show up, and we can only do one or two people, and, you know, 28 walk out because we just don't have the time. So don't worry about how many people show up. Worry about they're there. That's the important thing. And the second thing is, we keep it short. It's a very easy little room. You know, it's just very short. We always let them know. So, because husbands come in, they're going to say, "Oh my God, what am I been stuck?" So the first thing I always say is, "The show's going to start. It's a 3.5-hour show," and then the guys fall out of their chairs. I go, "I'm just kidding. It's going to be about 45 minutes, and then we're going to have, you know, whatever." And then the minute you say that time frame is short, they perk up and they go, "Well, I can do that." And now you have their attention.
And we incorporate speakers. We have, we start out, excuse me, we start out with the Vital Wellness Preview, and then we have a wellness home tour. And at every station, we have a professional health speaker. We'll have a nurse do the sleeping. Pat Helan's very good at that. We'll have Eric Raz maybe do it on bone health or someone else do it on air. And they take turns doing it.
Okay, now I'm gonna stop you, Connie, because I'm thinking of people that are right now on the call going, "Okay, that's great, but we don't have a Dr. Eric Raz, who's a professional chiropractor, and we don't have a nurse in our area. It's just me. I mean, how do I do this when it's just me?"
It's very, very easy. And if there's problems, you write it on cards, and you go to each station, and you have your just the highlights of, let's say, the air, and maybe a strength test, and then a testimony, and then go on to the next one.
You know, I can't help but think of one of the people in your upline, Mac McDonald, who his, even though he could, and as a retired Air Force colonel, he could give the technical information on everything, all the Nikan solutions, but I love his antidote when somebody asks, "Well, how does that work?" And you mentioned the air. He says, "Well, let me show you." And he does an energy test with them breathing in the air and then has them take a few steps away and does another energy test, because your body will thrive. It will actually become stronger when you're standing directly over that air unit and when it's kicked up a few notches, so your lungs are getting that good, clean air, and that's, you know, negative ion rich. And then when they come back and they ask again, well how does that work? Well, let me show you. And he says, "Vance, I have done that 3, 4, 5 times, and they keep coming back and asking me, well, no, you're not telling me how it works. You just keep showing me. How does it work?" And he says, "Vance, I will do it as many times as it takes for them to realize that I don't care how it works. I want them to experience how it works."
Vance, there are several things that any of the people that are out there don't have the people that we have, the technical people. We don't follow technical in our shows. That's the least we just don't even bring it in. If it's a discussion, we do it later with them on the side. So, first of all, everyone that's listening, you can't do it wrong. Nobody knows you're doing it wrong because it's new to them. So, first of all, you can't do it wrong. Second of all, just talk about the benefits. That means you get into bed and you just sleep good. You get up in the morning, you feel great, you know? And just stay out of technical. You don't need that because you'll put people to sleep. All they want to know is, what will this do for me? It'll make you feel great. You'll get up in the morning with no pain. I mean, that's how simple it can be. And they don't need any to know about this rubber and the mattress material. So keep it simple. Can't do it wrong. I'll let Connie continue.
Maybe I should let Ron do this part. He's so very good at it. But the next thing I would say would be to carry products with you. I personally wear my wristband all the time. I'm still wearing the chain, but the neck power bands are out there, the Kenko MagFlex, the insoles, and then Ron has quite a thing in his car.
All right. Look, years ago, I knew in my business, if I had the product on the shelf, and I said, you need something, and they said, well, do you have it? Yes, I sold it. If I didn't, and I said, well, I'll get it for you, in most cases, I lost the sale. So if you can understand marketing is having the product at hand. So in my car and in my truck, I carry samples of CM cream, and I can tell you guys, this is unbelievable. Take CM cream out, everybody hurts somewhere. I was in the grocery store the other day, and the man that's in charge of all the wine, he was telling me his shoulder was hurting, and I said, well, put this little bit of cream on your shoulder, and when I get to the checkout stand, come and tell me how you feel, because I know you're going to be yelling and screaming how good you are. Got to the checkout stand, and right in front of all the tellers, he goes, you're right, I feel great. And I looked around, and it was like a $1 million sale, you know what I'm saying? And we went in yesterday to bring in some other things for him, but I always have the flex plate on me, take it off, put it on their back, tell them what it's like. Have insoles on always. Always have jewelry on. I always have the products in the car, so if they say, well, I'll take one, there it is. I sell. I went to a mixer the other night, and the lady had cut her hand badly, the owner of the business, and she was suffering. And big, huge cut across her arm. A bottle broke on her. I went right to the car, and I got a wrap, one of the Nikon wraps, thermal wrap, and I put it on, and I said, here it is, watch what happens. She wrote me a check for $26, and by the time I left, her hand was down, not up. She hadn't even realized. And this is how you can market. And the trouble is there, not the trouble, but the nice thing is, now they want to know what else you have.
Exactly, and that's what my mind was already jumping ahead, because you're not literally ending it at a quick sale of a wrap for $26. There's no way that, and I'm thinking of a MagFlex or a pair of insoles or a bottle, that the follow-up is so crucial with all these people, because they want to know. And with the new catalog, and if, folks, if you're on the line right now and you have not added the new catalog to your auto ship, you really are doing yourself a disservice, because the new catalog is short, it's concise, I mean, right up front in the first one and two pages, or I guess that's pages two and three, technically, because page one is the cover, but it shares exactly what the history of Nikon is, where we've come from, what we're doing, how many countries, I mean, it's plain and simple, and it's such a nice, easy lead-in to exactly what we have to offer. And so, Ron, when you're nailing this issue of not only having it, but then being willing to just share it right then and sell it.
Buy CM cream and have at least three tubes in your car or truck, because that always, they'll say, I have to have some of this cream. I say, well, it's $39.95. I hand it to them. They give me the money, and it's that simple. They'll do that. The flex plate, the other day I went into an office, and I sold four of them right in the office. I'm not kidding you. I can't keep them in stock. Connie ordered more, and I've got at least eight or nine of them floating around. So it's doable. I'm telling you, it's so doable. Our products today are so wonderful. The new FlexPlate, it looks, the minute they put it in their hand, it looks outer space-like, and some of them just have to have it because it looks And the chiropractors go crazy. Yeah. And the new belts, I carry all the belts on the car, the new thermal wraps for your back.
Okay, Ron, I'm going to stop you because you were in San Diego with me and you heard Dave Balzer on the stage say, don't undermine the value of the product by calling it, and don't limit its ability by calling it something that it's not. And you just called the MagFlex the Flex Plate.
Oh,
I'm thinking in my mind.
I know it, and I know
the Flex Plate.
Oh, I got to apologize, everybody. You know, the words and names change so much. The Mag Dual, that's new to me. The Mag Flex is new to me, and I've been with the Mag Flex so much of my life that it's just it's the Kinko Mag Flex, and I know that. But you know, your brain, and please forgive me for doing these little mistakes. Again, you can't be wrong. Remember what I told you.
I'm not bringing it up to chide you or correct you. I think it's hilarious. I had a guy this week called a Max Flex. And I thought, what the heck is he talking about? Max.
I know. The Kinko Thermal Belt is what it's called. And, you know, you just go back to your old ways sometimes. But the Kinko Thermal Belt has been absolutely berserk. I cannot. We are ordering them. Guys, I'm selling them to people that are going to get surgery done. I tell them, how do you get surgery? Wrap around your leg. And they just, it's so simple to use around the leg, around the back. It just, it's there to be a miracle tool. And people's eyes just go crazy when they put them on. They just, the pain just goes away. So, but anyway, we have a lot to cover yet, so.
Let's keep cruising for the sake of time, because I would like to, you know, if we can, the next 5 or 10 minutes. So we've got show up, calendar consistency, have solutions with us at all times. What's the next one?
Be active in the community. Attend things. Chamber mixers, community events, joint clubs, church. Successful Thinkers is the one that we have most recently joined. And I love the group. If anybody wants to look at that up, it's worldwide. It's www.successfulthinkersnetwork.com. That's their website. They meet for lunch in our area anyway. We have a weekly meeting with a speaker. And the entire group is focused on relationship building. You go to the event, you cannot speak about your profession or ask someone what they do. It's relationship building. And after the meeting is over, you make your one-on-ones, and we end up with a lot of one-on-ones.
SuccessfulThinkersNetwork.com. Okay, SuccessfulThinkersNetwork.com. Okay, I want to get that out there so people say, oh, I missed that. One more time, SuccessfulThinkersNetwork.com. And if there's not one in a city, let's say if somebody lives in Vince and Mary Spader, well, it's now Mary Spader, Vince passed away, but Oldham, South Dakota has a population of 44 people. I'm guessing there probably is not one in their town, but there might be one in the next neighboring town or the bigger town. But everybody who lives within driving distance of a city or a town big enough that supports some type of mixing or networking groups or chamber meetings, and these are crucial, absolutely crucial.
Let me just very quickly tell you their 9 steps of success. Number 1, know your why. Number 2, be a student. Number 3, be a reader. Number 4, always listen to stories. Number 5, be recognized. Number 6, invite others. Number 7, show up. And number 8, one-on-ones.
And I want to tell you the one-on-ones, it's a share. That means he'll say, well, look, I'll book you in for Monday at 10, and I'll see you on Tuesday at 11. I mean, they just automatically, they don't even know who they're booking with or what they're doing, and we show up, and it's just, and they're nice people, and they listen, and they're professional, and it's turned out to be a very, very exciting program. Now, just what you said about going to different neighboring towns, in our area, Santa Cruz, there's about a 40 to 60 group, and they might show as many as 20 at a time. In San Jose, it's in the hundreds. It's like 150 to 200 people that are in membership there. And their shows average around 90 people at the show. So that gives you 90 people to go talk to. You can't lose.
Well, and that's, it's something that's so simple and yet so crucial at the same time. Okay, so being active in the community obviously is crucial. You can't be a hermit. You can't go crawl in a cave. And if you know people that are like that, or if we are, if you're in that position of being like that, well, stop. I'm just telling you right now, that's the way to fix the problem. Just stop being a hermit. Get out there and be sociable, and it goes back to the core value of why you guys started, and that was that this is a way to pay back.
Now, one more thing, Vance. Whenever you meet with these people, and they may say to you, geez, you know, this is not for me, and that's okay, you know. Who do you know? Guys, you've got to ask that. Every time you make a call and somebody says, I'm not interested, say, maybe you could introduce me to someone that might be, or you might think of, and name people. Don't say somebody. Say maybe a neighbor or a relative or say that might want to get involved in this business. Ask that question every time because they're going to come back many times and say, well, I was thinking about my girlfriend. And we got a call at 10:30 last night from our hairdresser. She had a man in her chair, very sick. And she told him about us, and he wants to talk to us. So I told her, she said, I called too late. No, God, I love you. I can go to sleep and dream now. And first thing, we called him, and we're going to meet with him. We're going to set an appointment for Wednesday. And so ask, always ask. Don't let a call that says no be no. Now you turn that no around and say, okay, who do you know that maybe could help me out? Maybe, you know, and name names. Don't say generalize because they'll just say nobody. And I'm telling you, it works.
Okay, next, good customer service. When you're making a sale, you offer to help with the assembly or delivery. It gets you into their home. You help people install systems, and this frequently results in upsales. And then keep it in your calendar to follow up with them 6 months or a year later for filters and that sort of thing.
Now, she's talking about upselling at when you go to the people's homes. I'll always say to somebody, you know, the assembly of the water system, yeah, it takes half hour or so. But, you know, when you're new to it, it might be more. So if you'd like, I could have it drop shipped to my home. I'll put it together and bring it to you all ready together. And, of course, they almost always agree. Well, when I get there, I've also brought other products to show them. The shower filter, I'll bring the water bottle, I bring other products and I display them to them after I've been in the home for a while and I talk to them and say, by the way, I did bring a shower filter and I can install it in a minute, you know, and then tell them why. And you can't imagine how many people will buy the shower filter right on the spot. So, and they're in their homes, so they're a lot more comfortable. And that's another avenue that we do that helps us gain more business. But here's another thing we do. After we leave the home and it's all done, the sale's completed, I go back to my office, and the first thing I do is I sit down and I write a sheet out, and I write notes on that sheet. And then I punch holes in it, and I stick it into a binder. And then into my day timer that I have, a yearly day timer, I write down their name on my day timer. So if it's a waterfalls, I write down, in 6 months, I write down that they're going to need a filter. So I write their name, and I'll say, refer to binder. That's all I write, just Joan, C, you know. And I go to the binder, pull it up, and it says, 6 months has gone by, they need a water filter and a shower filter. So I call them up, and I say, hi, have you, you know, got a new shower filter yet? And 99% of the time, they say no. And that's another way of following up and upgrading sales and getting more business.
You know, and Ron, I did this week. Called a gentleman that I haven't spoken to in 4 or 5 months. And it was really fascinating, the discussion we got into about alkaline water. And he said, Vance, I've learned so much since we've had the waterfall in our home. And I said, well, tell me, what have you learned? And it was all this about making proper goat cheese. And it was fascinating to me, not that I'm a fond lover of goat cheese, but I listened. But it was really interesting because he ended up calling me back the next day about a whole different discussion. And I thought, this is really getting to be fun. But it's in that follow-up. In developing that good customer service. Okay, Connie, what's the next point? And I'm rushing through here because I know that you said you have a whole list of stuff.
Okay.
By the way, Connie, let me ask, do you have this typed up?
Yes.
Okay. If you will email it to me, because we've got a lot of people listening right now that are driving, and or they caught the beginning and they couldn't continue taking the notes, and you know, this, that, and the other. If you've got this typed up, I will just attach it with my email that I send out next week and say, for those of you who missed the call with the D'Amicos, attached is their, you know, network marketing business building tips 101 that they use.
Excellent. Okay, I will do. I'll try and put it in a little bit, or order too. I'm kind of jumping around.
No, we don't care about the order. It's just we want the meat and potatoes.
Okay. I think very important is good organization.
Okay.
I keep a written list as MJ promotes, but I use a daytime or daily. Some people use iPhones or Blackberries, which is fine. But I think written lists, it's just really important. But I reference my follow-ups in my daytimer, and then I cross-reference. I keep a sheet on everyone in a binder, all my prospects, so I could... Everybody has one sheet, one individual, and I file by first name because when they call up and say, this is Harry, and I have it under his last name, which might be Smith, I might not remember Harry. And so I always file by first name. And on my sheet, let's say I'll have his business card, I'll have some personal things about him, his wife's name, the children, what they like to do as a hobby, what they do together. And
his health issues.
If it's not a sale yet, but anyway, you got the message.
We got it. And you're taking several of us back to using the 3x5, you know, card system box.
I think that works for you. I think it's wonderful, but I don't know. I just like the large sheets because I could write more on it.
Right, and some of us are gifted that we can write a microscopic, you know, font size 5, and we can put a lot on a 3x5 card, and that's what I use. But I love the idea of filing them by first name because that's a huge, huge key, huge, huge key.
Keep my silvers and above on my own on my iPhone with their ID and their PIN number and address and phone.
And that's a crucial thing once you start developing silvers to have that ID and PIN, because that way, if they lose it, they forget it or whatever, but you can access their information to find
out. Yeah, or if they're out of town and I have to do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important.
Okay.
And then my uplines that I work with all the time on your speed dial, and then computer organization in my Nikon files. In my paper files, too, I have, on my Nikon computer, I have, a folder for their bios, my evidence books, product information, testimonies, all in various folders so I could get to it quickly.
Okay. Give us the next point, and I want to, if we have to, you know, bleed this into another call, we'll do that, but I think you've...
You mean 7 o'clock in the morning again? Come on, Vance.
Hey, it's not my fault you answered
no,
last
I know.
Night at 10:30.
All right, here's some more points quickly. First of all, any time you take people's or you get a card from a person, get the cell phone, because cards usually have generic phone numbers on it. You've got to learn that cell phone is the only way you can stay in contact. If you lend anything, you've got to get cell phone numbers. Another thing... And this is important. Pardon me, honey?
I was just saying you loaned something to your attorney.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to
get it back. Oh, he had shingles, and I helped him out, and now he's forgotten me. But anyway, this is also something very, very important if you do like I do. I operate out of the car if I have to. I'm in business 24 hours a day. And I'm in the business to help people get well. Now, I have a cheat sheet, and these work fabulous. On the things I have in the car, I write them all down on a cheat sheet. And I have the cost, and I have the list. I have the part number. And so when somebody says to me, how much is the CM cream, I just have my little card. I open it up. It's right in front of me. That means I don't have to try to find it on a price list. So the products that I'm marketing quickly... that I'm doing regularly, or at a show, where I'm marking at a show, we always either have the cheat sheet or we have little small cards by each product so they can see the price already. Now, in some cases, we might not do that. We don't want to show them a $400 water system until we get them involved mentally. But it works, and it makes you fast, and it makes you really efficient. And the most important thing you got to remember is when they ask you a price, you have to say it like it is religion. How much is that? $39.95. And it's solid. They're not going to question you. They're not going to say it's overpriced. When they hear you say that, that's the price. And then you shut up and wait for them to make a decision, because if you keep talking, you'll walk yourself right out of a sale.
Well, and Ron, what you're saying is that the crucial factor of that is with the MagFlex. If we hem and haw and say, well, you know, there's my price, there's your price, and it used to be this price, and then they went back and they rebuilt it and redesigned it, and you just said, I mean, what I just said was 30 seconds of just wasted time, where they asked a question. They didn't care about what it used to be. They didn't care about the different prices. They didn't ask about that. And I like the way Bob Bellevue taught me a few weeks ago when somebody asked him what the price of the MagFlex was. He said, I'll tell you what, for you, it's $100.
Yeah.
And it was that fast. I'll tell you what, for you, it's $100. And a properly placed pause will get the sale. And it did. It got the sale. Because the guy literally thought in his mind, he said, well, he's telling me the truth, and he's modified the price for me, and that's what the price is.
Vance, when I was in the automotive business, it was, you know, when you give a price to somebody on a repair of a car, oh, God, it killed you. Until it's, say, $2,000, you know, you just know they're going to die in their chair, you know. So I would say, well, unfortunately, it's going to run $4,200. And they go, what? And I said, no, just kidding. It's only going to be $2,000. And they go, oh, my God, that's better. And you can do that with a flex plate. They say, well, how much is it? Oh, it sells for about $300. But you know what? You can have it for $96.50 today. And, you know, it just changes the mental thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think the simplicity of it, see, in Oregon, we don't have sales tax, but all the other states besides Delaware, there is a sales tax. So for us, it's $100 plus shipping. What is shipping? Well, it's $8.50.
I think we're going to have to hang up. It's already time's up, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say what I wanted to address, basically, and I won't go into the details. I wanted to address write-offs. And the other thing was websites, compensation plan, and training consultants. And that'll all be on my list.
Okay. Well, and I think the thing is that if it's on your list, Connie, that you're going to get to me, and then I will in turn get it out next Thursday, unless somebody specifically, actually don't specifically email me, because that's, just wait, be patient, all right, and I'll sing you the little song that we sing to Addie all the time that really gets her frustrated, and it goes something like this, have patience, don't be in such a hurry, okay, that's all you're going to get of me singing at this time of day, because my throat's not quite up to par. But if you'll get that list to me, Connie, I will guarantee that next Thursday when I send out my weekly email, it'll be in people's email boxes. And if you don't have your email, if you're not receiving that weekly tip from me, it says in the subject line, Vance's tip, and then whoever's on Saturday AM Live. If you're not getting that every week from me, pop me an email and just say, add to the list.
Vance, can I do a quickie?
Absolutely.
Here's another little thing that I learned that works phenomenal. First of all, I have a mileage book in both my vehicles. It's religion to check it in and check it out and write down. And this is so important, everybody. Every time you take a receipt or a bill or anything, write on it that second what you're doing, because a day later you can't remember. Get in the habit of filling the information out. Second thing, I wanted to be able to get my mileage going downtown to do things, and I thought, how in the heck am I going to do it? And Connie and I came up with this idea to rent a UPS P.O. box downtown. So every day I've got to go get my mail and my packages. Well, on my mileage book, I write 8 miles to P.O. box, and I I get to, you'll write the mileage off every single solitary day. Well, I can't help but the grocery stores down the block, and the other place I need to go for my cleaners is on the other side. I don't write that off, of course, because that just happened. I drove anyway. So you can get your mileage very easily by just opening up an inexpensive box. Plus, they ship all your products in there. It's not near your home or on your front porch, and it works. And I will tell you this. I was in business for 43 years. Nikin is the greatest tax thing that ever happened to my life. I just, when I saw the package on what you can do legally as a business person in this business, it was like candy from heaven. It just, you can just do so much and benefit your income. And it, there, we have that in detail also. So I know we've gone over time, and I'm sorry, but we had so much to tell everybody. And remember, this is our thoughts. It doesn't mean this is the rules. It doesn't mean this is what you have to do. It's just our way of looking at the business. And if we can be of any help to anybody, we just, we're, our doors and phones open, okay?
Give us your phone, that since you said it was open, let's get it on the recording here.
831-426-1123, Santa Cruz, California.
831-426-1123. And I like the fact that you put Santa Cruz, California in there, so people on the East Coast will not be calling you guys at, you know, 8 o'clock their time, because that's 5 a.m. out here. And, Ron, you already told us that you don't like getting up that early, and I don't blame you.
One thing about Nikin, you can go to bed when you want, and you can get up when you want.
Hey, and I just received a text from our wonderful master DJ recorder, Steve Crowfoot, who has told me that, Connie, as soon as you get that email sheet to me, he will put it up on the website with the recording, so you don't have to wait till next Thursday. And that's my commercial coming up in my plug, that if you know somebody or if you want to go back and get some of these points down and you weren't able to take notes as fast as some other people. I got 8 out of the 9 that you guys learned from the SuccessfulThinkersNetwork.com. I got 8 out of the 9, and I was scribbling as fast as I can. I can barely read my writing. But SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and you can hear Ron and Connie's story from last week if you missed it. And I would encourage you to utilize that story, because there's not very many people out there in the world that can't relate to some of the things that Ron was dealing with that is not dealing with them now. And this is a really, really simple format. So it's all on the website, SaturdayAMLive.com. And I want to thank you guys again, Ron and Connie, for sharing. You gave a whole hour this morning. I so appreciate that. That was way more than I'd asked for. And you guys are a huge, huge blessing to the Nikin family. And we can't wait to see you again real soon.
Amen.
So thank you guys again. I'm going to bid you farewell. If you guys want to stay on the line, I do have a couple announcements. But Ron and Connie, thank you again. And have a great, fantastic weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about Nikin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.